2 days away. Pitt, Duquesne, at the Ack last night. First Pat Narduzzi show of the season, hosted by Patthew Bostic, who's with us until 8 o'clock today. And Pat Narduzzi, the head ball coach at the University of Pittsburgh, joins us now. How you doing, Pat? Good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Adam. I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
We're great. We're great.
Outstanding.
All right, how you feeling 48 hours out?
You guys got Bostic again? I mean, this guy's got a lot of airtime.
How'd it go last night?
Outstanding. He's always good. He's always good. You gotta love the radio show.
So what are you feeling now 48 hours away from game day? You're going to wake up. You're going to be listening to tunes, driving to the stadium. Do you feel like you know what to expect going into this year?
No, I don't think you ever really know. You know, I think every team is different. I think this team is different than the year before. It's different, obviously, they're 21. And, you know, you find out, you know, really what the chemistry of this football team is when, you know, there's adversity. You know, there are going to be a lot of unknowns. I mean, you're playing a different team you haven't practiced against, you haven't played against. That's, you know, going to come in, you know, really motivated at in the Acrisure Stadium. So you don't know what you're going to get. Formationally, on defense, you don't know, you know, what plays you're going to get. You don't know what coverages you're going to get. What changes have they made? So, still a lot of work to do.
Coach, Desmond Reed accomplished a heck of a lot last year. I mean, obviously an All-American, preseason All-American this year, one of the most dynamic players in college football. What's your expectation from him this season, knowing that he's already accomplished so much from last season? Like, what is your expectation, and what do you expect out of him this coming season? What are you putting on his plate?
Yeah, Dorn, you know, we're going to, you know, have the same expectations we had a year ago, that he played a high standard. We're looking for him to play at a high level like he did a year ago. I mean, I don't know if there's much more you can do when you're first team, you know, All-American. I mean, I think, you know, he needs to continue to do the same things and maybe do it a little bit better. I think he's bigger. I think he's stronger. And I think he's maybe faster than last year with Coach Stacchiotti and our strength crew down there. So, you know, just a little bit better than last year, I'll take that. That'll be good enough for us to win.
Coach, a lot of talk the offseason, obviously, about Kyle Lewis and Desmond Reed, but it's as much about other guys stepping up as it is about those guys continuing to be who they are. It's Pittsburgh Day, a Pittsburgh kid starting for you at safety in Cruz Brookins. I know there's been a lot of talk about his potential. What have you seen from him so far during camp, and what expectations do you have for him, another talented Western PA native at safety?
Yeah, you know, he's a ball hawk. I mean, he's a guy that is around it all the time, whether it's in the air or whether it's on the ground. He's a really good tackler. You know, he's taken over for a really good player, Donovan McMillan, a year ago, who congrats to him making that 53-man roster up at the Cleveland Browns. I know nobody likes to hear the Cleveland Browns, but I called that with Pro Day. I called it. But Cruz Brookins, heck of a football player. You know, I'm looking for him to have a big year.
Pat, I look, you know, the last 10 years, you're one of, what, four teams that has won the ACC championship. You guys are returning a lot of guys. When we talked last time, you said there isn't a guy that you lost that you wanted to keep. And yet I see, like, the win total for betting lines, not that you need to comment on that, is 6.5. You're picked 9th in the ACC. Like, do you feel disrespected? And is that a rallying cry that you will use this year?
Not really. I mean, you know, what they say out there, that's probably what they had us picked back in 21 when we won a championship. So don't look at any of that thing. But guess what? Other people don't lose players too. And other players, you know, everybody's got scholarship. Everybody's got coaches. You know, everybody's working like we are. You know, and again, what separates us from everybody else in the country is what's going to happen at noon on Saturday. I mean, you know, everybody can have all these separations and these voting, you know, these freaking betting lines on how many wins and all that. That's great. You know, it's going to come down to what we do on Saturdays, and maybe 6 is too high. We better go out and play. I can guarantee you that. So, you know, there'll be an attitude out there, and our guys, you know, they're ready.
Hey, Coach, what have you seen out of Eli Holstein? Has he grown? He's going into his second year. And also Cade Bell, second year as an offensive coordinator. You know, obviously there has to be some growth in there between the two of them. What have you seen out of Eli to start it off?
Yeah, Dorn, thanks for that great question. I've answered that question maybe like 30 times in the last month. But
how's Eli look, Coach?
31. Eli's look great. You know, like we're going to find out on game day. I mean, he's athletic. He's got an arm. We've pressured him a lot this offseason. I mean, like, he's played against every coverage you can imagine. I think we got about every coverage that you can possibly run in a football game in defensively. The big thing is, you know, he's dealt with it all. You know, I would assume Duquesne to try to pressure a lot because, you know, that's kind of what you do is, hey, if you feel like things are not going as good as you want, you better put heat on them. So we expect a lot of pressure. We've seen a lot of pressure this week. Our line sees it every day. It's beautiful. It could be a long day if they pressure every play.
You know, Coach, one member of your program won't be there Saturday, obviously, and Mason Alexander, who sadly passed away back in March. I know you guys have plans to honor him, and I believe his family will be there Saturday. I know it's about the game, but that has to be a special moment for your program.
It is. You know, we're going to celebrate, you know, Mason, his family. His mother, Kelly, will be there for the coin toss. And she doesn't want it to be a sad thing. She wants it to be a celebration. So, you know, we're going to grant her wishes. It'll be, you look back to that day, and there's not much to say. It's sad. Mason should be here with us, and unfortunately he's not, and we'll celebrate Mason.
There's no easy way to transition out of that, obviously, when you think about football and how important football is, but where it ranks among the most important things in life. But the other day, the West Virginia and Alabama series got canceled, and I was sort of hopeful. I know that we were sort of hopeful that the Backyard Brawl might get back on the schedule, Pat. I don't know if you have any comment on that. I know the ACC, you said the other day, could be going to 9 conference games. I don't know if that figured in or what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm worried about Duquesne. Worried about this 2025. Worried about the betting line of 6.5 games. All that stuff. I'm worried about. I'd love to play that game. That's my comment there. We'd love to play that game again next year. That's a fact. I think it's a game that should be played. I think rivalry games are important to college football. And we'll let the people make those decisions.
Pat, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much, and good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it, guys. Hail to Pitt.
Thanks, Coach.
There he goes.
Pat Narduzzi.